from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Damian Pierce. We'll over the next couple days go over what we're going to be watching for on Friday night. Steelers, Texans. A lot of storylines for an early preseason game for both teams here in this thing. To me, the number one Texan on my list to watch on Friday is Damian Pierce, considering how last year ended for him on the bench. Off of a rookie year where he was one of the most successful rookies in the league, ran for almost 1,000 yards on a bad football team, and then just wasn't grasping things last year. And by the end of the year, it was a Devin Singletary show. By all accounts, Damian Pierce has had a good offseason. From everything we've got to see out of Damian at practice, he looks like a more decisive and better runner, but the proof will be when he goes out there against opponents that are able to tackle and bring him to the ground and play real football. Here's Damian Pierce on Texans All Access with John Harris and Mark Vandermeer. Johnny asking him, how you feeling? How's your body feeling?
How's the body feel? You're not getting tackled and taking the ground, but you are taking shots. You're doing blitz pickup.
Who ain't getting tackled? We tackling out here. We tackle every day. I go to the ground every day.
So how does the body feel once you're getting tackled?
My body's fine, man. I guess I'm going to call it brotherly love, man. They showing me some tough love out here, you know, getting my body ready for the season. So Friday won't be too much of a shock, I guess. I guess that's the only good thing I get from it.
Yeah, so it is. It's been physical for the running backs. Guys are coming up and hitting them. There's been times where Damian Pierce, you know, gets knocked to the ground, gets up, goes, gets hit again. Those guys aren't messing around. They're doing it the way D'Amico wants, which is you're thudding up from the front, but they're trying to get the running backs down on the ground at times. I mean, maybe a little bit overboard. I don't know. I think the fun thing about the Steelers is that they were a good defense last year, but it's not like they're classic good Steelers defense. Their rushing defense wasn't incredible or anything, but it's a good test. It's a really good test, especially if the Steelers play their starters. Tomlin usually plays the starters one or two games, so I'm hopeful that we see the starters out there for the first couple series. And I think the decisiveness and him just Damian being now dialed in and understanding the intricacies of the offense is going to result in a guy that plays and looks physically different. Just that runs with kind of some of that reckless abandonment that he did his first year. He actually talked about his understanding and his comfort level in the offense so far this season.
I don't see anything different about the style, but mentally I'm leaps and bounds ahead of what I was rookie year. Rookie year, we had I won't say as big of a playbook as we do now.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a mental shock going from rookie year, having something so compact, then having Slow, who literally has, looks off of everything. So getting another year of that up under my belt, I feel comfortable. I feel confident on it. That's the thing, I feel confident on the field. I feel good at what I'm doing. I feel good before I even get to the play. Yeah. So it's like my pre-snap reads are, much more smoother, quicker. I'm not doing as much thing when I get the ball. It's just me playing ball at that point. Like at practice, practice. Like, you know, things get fixed at practice. I'm just working on, okay, how can I hit it 100 mile per hour and don't stop? Like, you know what I'm saying? The right way. So that's really what the difference is. You know, it's an intellectual thing. You know, mentally, I'm more prepared. Mentally, I'm more clear, more confident. And just overall, just a better football player, man.
Would have been interesting last year, Seth. What ultimately did Damian in terms of being the starting tailback for this football team was not just performance, but a combination of performance and injury. He got injured in the Carolina game and then missed three games. He was inactive for three games, and they were three of the best offensive games that the Texans had all season long. He missed that Tampa Bay game that they won 39-37, where CJ threw for a billion yards. He missed that Cincinnati game where Devin Singletary ran all over the place. And then he missed the Arizona game. And I don't remember what Singletary did in that game. I remember Singletary was player of the week one of those games, and I think it was the Cincinnati game. But once Damian came back, once he got healthy again and came back, Singletary had established himself at that point. This is what Damian's game log for the rest of the season looked like after he came back for the Jacksonville game in week 12. So he missed week 9, 10, and 11, came back for the Jags game in week 12, and his game log the rest of the season, 5 carries, then he had 15 carries for 41 yards against Denver, then 4 carries, 1 carry, 3 carry, 8 carries in the blowout of Tennessee for 16 yards, 8 for 16, and then from there he was stapled to the bench. He didn't see a single snap offensively, or a single carry, I should say, against Indianapolis in the finale.
Yeah. Devin Singletary had 112 yards rushing versus Arizona. That was that stretch, the Cincinnati and the Arizona game,
yeah,
were the two games where he had over 100 yards rushing in both of them.
Yeah.
I think that there was clearly just something off. And this offense, compared to, say, what Pep Hamilton's offense was, is one in which, before the snap, depending on the alignment of the defensive line, where the safeties are, what the pre-snap coverage is, all of that, it asks people to process a lot, and the play is going to change. Your responsibilities are going to change based on the looks to a much greater degree than many other offenses. So that, as Damian said, was a little bit of a smack in the face, welcome to the real NFL moment, I think, where, okay, and I'm not even blaming Pep Hamilton for it. For 2021 and 2022, there was a lot of remedial stuff going on, and the coordinators could only do as much as they could with the guys they had available to them. Where Bobby Slowick was going to try to, you know, get the whole shebang going. I think that there's a very good chance that Damian, now having put the time in the offseason and everything, is a lot more comfortable before the snap, and that'll allow him to be more aggressive after the snap.
Yep. So the total numbers, first 7 games of the season, Damian Pierce, 109 carries. Gets injured, misses 3 games. Devin Singletary looks like he's the man for 2 of those 3 games. And in the one that he didn't rush for 100 yards, the Texans scored nearly 40 points. You know, so the offense was clicking. And then Damian comes back from the injury like, hey, guys, I'm back. Yeah, you got 36 carries the rest of the year. You know, like, he literally 7 games before the injury and 7 games after the injury, and he had triple the number of carries to start the season than he did to finish out the season. So so that's how it went for Pierce last year. Hopefully it's better this year for Pierce.
Hey, you know, Sean, earlier in the show you had mentioned that, man, there seems to be a lot of drama surrounding a lot of camps this year that the Texans are lucky enough not to have right now.
Yeah.
The article that you had referenced about Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni, you know, not seeing eye to eye or what have you.
Yeah.
Part of that article is that at some point in the offseason, Jalen Hurts called up Wink Martindale, who was the recently deposed defensive coordinator of the Giants, who had some good performances versus the Eagles offense, and just talked to Wink Martindale for a half hour about what he had seen, like how they had game planned against the Eagles offense and where some of the issues might be, and things like that. So this feels a whole lot like when Mac Jones called up, Who did Mac Jones call up looking for advice?
I don't remember the Mac Jones story.
Mac Jones, yeah, that was one of the stories about Mac Jones when he was frustrated that he had called up one of his former coaches to kind of try to dig in for answers or what have you. Yeah, I could. I personally, if I'm an Eagles fan, I like that out of Jalen Hurts. Like, this guy's calling it. It's not, Wink Martindale was unemployed at the time before he took the job at Michigan. It wasn't like he was calling up an active opponent's coach or anything. And he just wanted to kibitz with him for a little bit.
Yes. I found the article. Of course, it takes forever to find the actual name.
I'll read it for you. Yeah. With the playoffs approaching and the hunt for improvement unending, Hurts made an unusual move. He called former Giants defensive coordinator Wink Martindale, who had parted ways with New York. "I've been doing this for 40 years," said Martindale, "and it's the first time I've had an opposing quarterback call me up. I thought it was pretty cool that the guy called it. It shows you what kind of pro he really is. He just was looking at every angle that he can to get better."
Yeah. No, I was talking about the Mac Jones story.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, okay. That's okay. I found it on CBSSports.com. Chris Sims suggested tension between Bill Belichick and Mac Jones got, quote, personal when Jones sought offensive advice from outside the staff, in the Patriots staff, in 2022. Tom Curran reports Bill Belichick remains agitated at his signal caller. So this is while these two are still together, obviously.
Yeah.
Curran told WEEI, "The yelling and the gesticulations during the game was irritating enough, but going outside the building for counsel, that really pissed Bill off. Disloyalty in Bill's mind is almost worse than bad play," end quote.
Ooh. I guess the funny thing there is the disconnect between, I could totally see both those quarterbacks not, if that's the way it actually happened in New England, I could see both those quarterbacks not thinking that they were being disloyal or going behind anybody's back. They're
trying
using a
better
resource. If it's not, you're not talking to a competitor, you're using a resource to try to get better. And I mean, like, he was, Mac Jones was playing for in a situation where they had a defensive coordinator and a special teams coordinator be the co-offensive coordinators
right
for a year.
Right.
Can you blame the guy for wanting a little advice from somebody that actually knows what they're talking
exactly
about?
Exactly. Exactly. So Curran, just to put a bow on the Mac Jones part of this, Curran suggested that it may have been Steve Sarkisian who Mac Jones went and sought counsel with because he was Mac Jones's OC at Alabama. When Mac was there.
So it'd be like, I guess, if you found out your wife had, like, gone to talk to a neighbor about your sexual difficulties or something.
Or one of her old,
we can handle this in-house.
Or one of her old boyfriends about it.
Yeah. Hey, you used to really get it out of me. Why don't you help Sean out? Can you give him some tips or something?
That move you used to use on me.
Can you
teach that to Belichick or Joe Judge? That would be great.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Aaron Wilson tweets out the list of Texans not practicing. He is putting the old 280-character limit to the test here. Thankfully, you can have longer tweets now because there's a lot of guys not practicing for the Texans. Titus Howard, Probably not a big surprise, just based on him leaving practice yesterday, that he's got today off, I suppose.
Not on a cart. Everybody desperately wants you to know that even though he left on a cart, he did not leave on a cart.
He was not carted off. He left on a cart.
Yeah, he left on a cart. But he wasn't carted off.
He wasn't. I thought about this earlier, Seth. If I use a real-life example for that, like when someone leaves a place in regular society, not a football field, and they say they were taken away in ... or they were taken off in, that usually means they were either arrested or injured.
Even though, if someone said he
was taken away in an Uber, you could be like, well, that's literally correct. He was taken away in an Uber.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's I'm bigger on the carted off thing than you are. I think it's misleading. Carted off implies a debilitating injury. Quickly, the rest of the list. Stephon Diggs not practicing today. He went down for a little while yesterday on a collision with Jimmy Ward. So he's not practicing. Kendrick Green, Dieter Eisland, Kamari Lassiter, Jeff Okuda, Will Anderson, Brevin Jordan, Charlie Heck, Desmond King, Joe Mixon, Tim Settle, Tegan Catoriano, Noah Brown, Christian Harris, Danico Autry, and Laremy Tunsil not practicing today.
Yeah, I guess this is like a Friday practice. Since it's a Friday game, this would be like a normal regular season Friday practice. And it's in the preseason where they're trying to, I think they've got this extra week. I'm not overly alarmed by some of this, just because I think they're trying to load manage. They're spreading it out, and they don't want to run into the same issues they had last regular season, where they led the league in number of starters games missed due to injury.
It doesn't look like they're in pads today either. It looks like they're just in jerseys.
They are not.
Yeah, they're not in pads. Okay, that's John Lopez.
That's me.
Figgy Fig is here. Are you with me, John? You're a man who words have mattered throughout your career as a journalist.
Words do matter.
Carted off has a different implication than riding a cart off the field.
It does. Okay. It absolutely does. However, Titus Howard was a little bit over the top. He didn't walk off the field under his own power.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He needed assistance.
He did, yeah.
Walked to the medical tent. Would it have been better to say he was carted away from the medical tent?
No, I actually thought about this because as Sean said, I'm kind of a little bit anal about this stuff. Needed assistance from a cart to leave the facility.
Okay.
Well, but I don't. That's the thing. I don't think he needed the assistance. I think he was just riding in the cart.
I don't know.
John Harris said that the place they're practicing at is all hills and whatnot to get back to the main facility there.
Yeah. That lots of guys are taking carts away from the
guys
facility.
Do it at NRG because they don't feel like walking back over the bridge. They ride carts back to the bridge.
I thought he was just lazy.
But then John also said that it was fake news that it was raining during practice yesterday, when the only reason I knew that it was raining during practice was because Bobby Slowick said that it was raining during practice. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know who's the fake news anymore.
That's that Cleveland rain, man. It's a whole different breed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How so?
I don't know. Bobby Slowick said so.
Oh, okay. According to Bobby Slowick.
That was wild to me. He's like, yeah, you know, the rain, the ball. I'm like, well, it rained 4 straight days here.
What'd you think of Framber last night?
Man, I actually wasn't discouraged, by it, because that's exactly what they needed, you know, that kind of effort. But it was just, I mean, come on. I mean, that's the toughest way to lose it.
To lose the no-no with two outs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just went at that point. Once Hader comes in and walks the first guy, I'm like, they're going to lose this game.
And then another shot.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, like a deep fly ball.
And another shot.
A deep fly ball, yeah. It was good to see, though, man. Good to see.
Just what they needed.
Top part of the lineup got some things done.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good. And we get afternoon baseball today. So so that's exciting.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.